Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. First, I want to congratulate you for your new responsibility and wish you the lasting success. Mr. Chair, I'm pleased to take the floor to share some of the progress and achievements being made through the strengthening agriculture and agri-food value chain and improving trade policy in Iraq, SAVI project, which is being implemented by ITC with EU funding. A five-year project is working to enhance and competitiveness and sustainability of Iraqi agri-food sector and supply domestic markets while supporting reforms to trade policy and WTO accession. SAVI's support towards job creation, especially for youth, as well as economic growth and diversification in Iraq, is well in line with Iraqi government's priorities and economic white paper. The project has started strongly despite the significant obstacles posed by the complex challenges facing Iraq, which have been compounded by the COVID-19 pandemic. ITC has proven itself to be highly adaptable in establishing an effective local presence in a short time period and in earning the attention and involvement of the relevant stakeholders. During SAVI's inception phase, ITC has been working on designing sector strategies for high potential products, establishing value chain alliances, and increasing capacities in the business environment. This has been supported by large farm and firm and market surveys, focus group sessions, and regional and national consultations, and analytical work on sustainability and estimation of demand domestic market. Through improving farm and firm efficiency, building capacities for sustainable production, developing skills, and fostering entrepreneurship, improving organization, and expanding trade prospects as the project continues over the next 4 years, significant lasting benefits can be expected from SAVI's activities toward the agri-food sectors. Under its trade policy component, the V project has already achieved good progress toward WTO accession. The component has undertaken capacity building for both public and private sector stakeholders on various topics such as WTO and agriculture, trade and services, and agriculture domestic support. Moreover, conducting technical, virtual, and physical workshops and activities to enhance the technical work for the company in charge of the accession. I thank you, Mr. Chair.